The Electric Imps. Far away in the forgotten city of Nevermind lived the Electric Imps, Flash, Glimmer and Glint. They'd been chased off their own planet by the Electric Monster and had by chance landed in Nevermind.
"You may stay here as long as you wish,"
said the mayor graciously. The imps were so grateful that they decided to help the people of Nevermind. They put their wonder robot computer tricks to work, making electricity night and day, while they invented lots of clever electrical gadgets to make life easy. One afternoon, Computer Tricks was humming away peacefully, while Flash practiced using his electric sword. Glimmer and Glint were busy with their latest invention, an electrically powered window cleaning device. Suddenly, there was a violent crash, a blinding blue flash, and a hideous creature burst into the room. Glimmer and Glint were paralyzed with fear, and Flash could not use his electric sword. It was their old enemy, the Electric Monster. In seconds, its tendrils had snaked around Computer Tricks, yanked out his wires, and dragged him off, short-circuiting with fright. At once, all electricity was cut off throughout the whole city. Bunbury the baker's oven went cold, Clamp the carpenter could not use his drill, and Gammon the grocer gasped in dismay as gallons of melting butter oozed out of his fridge. Everyone rushed round to Electric House. The mayor spoke very sternly to the imps.
"You must find Computer Tricks. We can't live in Nevermind without electricity. And try to stop that electric monster from bothering us any more. It's the first thing we have ever minded about, and we really don't want it to happen again."
"But the electric monster is so powerful,"
sobbed Glimmer.
"He'll swallow us all up,"
wailed Glint.
"Stop it, you two," snapped Flash. "Now, let me think. Yes, we'll need a fire engine and Gammon the grocer's melted butter."
Next day, the imps drove the fire engine into the gloomy forest that lay beyond the city. Wild beasts howled all around them.
"Nothing to be afraid of,"
said Flash gruffly, as his friends huddled together, trying very hard to look brave. Suddenly, a pair of skinny rippers darted out of the bushes. They were snarling furiously. Flash drew his sword and flew at the beasts, whirling and slashing until he was dizzy. After a long struggle, the beasts were driven back, howling and spitting with rage. At last, on the edge of the forest, they reached a deep ditch. On the other side was a cave, lit up by an eerie glow. Glimmer felt sick with fright.
"That must be the monster's lair," hissed Flash. "No need to panic. Off you go, Glint. You know what to do."
Glimmer helped Flash to uncoil the great fire hoses, her knees knocking together. Glint made two rushes at the ditch, jumped it at the third attempt, and landed right outside the monster's lair. He cleared his throat nervously and yelled,
"Yah! Boo! Silly old electric monster! Stupid battery power nitwit!"
With a shriek of fury, the monster burst from its lair and rushed after Glint, who took off like the wind. He cleared the ditch with a great leap as Flash cried,
"Turn on the hose!"
There was a mighty whoosh. The fat jet of melted butter shot out and slurped against the creature's legs. Squealing, it slithered into the ditch and lay there, quite helpless. triumphantly, the imps led Computrix out of the monster's lair. Then they heard a strange sound from the ditch. The creature was weeping.
Now I'll be all alone.
The beast looked so sad and so messy that the imps felt quite sorry for it.
You really shouldn't have taken our robot, you know, said Flash.
I know, it sobbed. But I was so lonely. Everyone is scared of electric monsters. I only wanted Computrix for company.
Ah,
sighed Glint, with tears in his eyes.
Look, said Glimmer, after some thought. You make electricity, and so do we. Why don't you come back to Nevermind with us? Then you and Computrix can be together.
The monster was so delighted, all its wires hummed. Now it would never be lonely again. And the imps were happy too, of course. With the electric monster to help Computrix, there was much less work for everyone to do.